Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. All of us want to sit down to a dinner of tender, flavorsome food, and there are many ways to pull that off. Now, one of the most reliable is braising, which is the long, slow cooking of meat in a savory bath. It sounds simple, and if you know the tricks, it really is. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'm hoping you will share with us some of the essentials of preparing a good braise.
Braising is one of the main cooking techniques, along with things like sautéing and grilling and roasting. And it's a technique that's traditionally reserved for the non-prime cuts, you know, things that are a little more, not nearly as tender as, say, like a filet mignon or a New York strip steak. Usually things closer to the hoof is what we say. Because those muscles get a little more work and tend to be a little more challenging. But you can braise everything. I've seen braised leeks, you know, I've seen braised vegetables. But the actual definition is a long, slow cooking in which the product is partially submerged in a liquid. I mean, I sometimes think people feel like you need to cover whatever you're braising in the braising liquid. That's not necessarily the case. I mean, it just needs to be a third of the way up, two-thirds of the way up max. But the steps are pretty basic. And I think the things we typically braise are like things like shank and shoulder. And so the first step would be to take whatever meats you're going to braise. And you're going to need a relatively large pot, but also one that can fit in the oven with a pretty tight-fitting lid. And you want to add a little bit of cooking oil to the pan, and then you're going to sear the meats on all sides. And that's going to give this beautiful, you know, brown caramelized color to the meat, which is going to add flavor, you know, into the braise. But what's really important is all the little brown stuff that's left in the bottom of the pot. That's called the fond. And so what you're going to want to do is pour this hot oil out, put this pot back on the stove, at a very low temperature. I actually turn the heat off in the beginning, and you're going to want to add your braising vegetables. I mean, traditionally it would be mirepoix, carrots, onions, celery. Often garlic and other spices are added. But adding these vegetables to this pot, they're now going to start doing what's called sweating, and they're going to release moisture. And you're going to want to use a wooden spoon or something to take this moisture to scrape this fond off the bottom of the pot and add this caramelized little bits of meat and fat into the vegetables, which is going to give them a lovely brown color. You'll return the meat to the pot. And then the braising liquid usually requires some sort of acidity. Wine, often white or red. Tomato, for sure, whether it's whole tomatoes or pureed tomatoes. Stock, of course, although with all this browning and braising, you're going to generate some lovely flavors without it, but certainly some stock. And then you're going to want to cover this and get it into an oven at 200 degrees for quite a long time, you know, somewhere between 4 and 5 hours. I mean, then this miracle in my mind occurs. Like, this tough piece of meat that was relatively flavorless comes out to be this exquisite, juicy, fall off the bone, incredibly flavorful dish.
Oh, it's wonderful, Jerry. I like to braise the shanks and everything, lamb shanks in particular.
And it
just falls off the bone. It's so rich. It's wonderful. We're going to put all of this information on the website so people can try it at home. It's a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.